Mark Carney commits $4.3 billion to aid Ukraine without parliamentary approval. G7 Day 2. It's no secret that I stand with the people of Ukraine. Their courage in the face of tyranny inspires freedom-loving nations everywhere. They've held the line, against the odds, against the elements, and against the endless ambitions of Vladimir Putin. But freedom and democracy are not just things we defend abroad. It must also be protected at home. And that's why I must raise a concern. This week, Prime Minister Mark Carney committed $4.3 billion in Canadian support to Ukraine. That includes $2 billion in military aid, drones, helicopters, ammunition, and another $2.3 billion in loans for infrastructure rebuilding. Yet not a single vote was cast, not a single parliamentary debate held. Now, I ask you, when did democracy become a one-man show? Doug Ford jokingly called Carney Santa Claus. Well, Mr. Zelensky flew into Kananaskis, and sure enough, his stocking was filled. But here in Canada, taxpayers were left holding the receipt. And we didn't even get a say. And now, we learn something else. Carney plans to count that $2 billion in arms as part of Canada's NATO spending commitment. In other words, rather than strengthening the Canadian armed forces, which he said are in tatters, he's sending the bill overseas and calling it a domestic investment. Folks, that's not a defense policy. That's a shell game. It's the oldest trick in the banker's book. Repackage the risk, hide the exposure, and hope nobody reads the footnotes. But Canadians deserve more than creative accounting when it comes to national defense. He promised last week that Canada would meet its NATO targets. But buying weapons for another country isn't the same as rebuilding our own military. Our soldiers are under-equipped. Our bases are crumbling. Our Arctic sovereignty is at risk. Mark Carney is not the president of a private bank. He is prime minister of a democracy. And democracy means accountability, not blank checks behind closed doors. Now, on a brighter note, Prime Minister Modi arrived in the Rockies. Canada and India have agreed to designate new high commissioners and restore normal diplomatic service. That's welcome news for many Indian Canadians. And unlike the last prime minister, it seems Mr. Carney won't be dancing with Khalistani separatists anytime soon. Let's help our allies. But let's also respect our institutions. Parliament belongs to the people. And before any leader gives away billions, the people deserve to be heard. Canada strong, a free Ukraine, and a parliament that works. Canada.